Scott, I'd like to thank you so much for joining me here on The Connection today. We're speaking with Dr. Zorba Pastor, clinical professor, Department of Family Medicine at the University of Wisconsin. And we're here to talk about gout. First of all, what is gout, Dr. Pastor?
Well, gout, the underlying cause of gout is hyperuricemia, elevated uric acid in the bloodstream. And uric acid is a byproduct of metabolism. When we digest proteins, we digest a certain amino acid, and the byproduct of that, after we've sort of, you know, the usefulness that's there, we try to excrete uric acid, which is, as I said, the byproduct. And either you're overproducing it because you've got that genetic predisposition, or you're under-excreting it, and the result is when you have too much uric acid in the bloodstream, it causes gout, which are these painful, intense, red, painful flares that can occur pretty much in any joint in the body, but most commonly in the great toe.
Now, I have a friend who thought that he had some sort of ingrown toenail or some sort of infection, and it turned out that it was gout, and his doctors kind of set him up on he was a little bit overweight, and they didn't really like his diet that much, and they put him on a lot of restrictions, but it really seemed to turn around. Now, does weight and diet have a lot to do with it?
Not much in terms of actually getting gout. The answer is yes. The heavier we've gotten, the more likely we are to have gout. In fact, the recent study that was done called the Physician's Health Study showed that men who gained about 20-25 pounds over a 10-year period were twice as likely to get gout. But treating gout with diet and exercise does not work. Now,
okay,
the thing about it is that gout flares come and go. So some people may get one a year, two a year. Some people may get one a month. We know that losing weight is important, but the magic number is 6. If you get your uric acid 6 or below, you're pretty much going to be flare-free or practically flare-free. And the most you can lower it, even if you follow the cardboard diet, is 1 point. And most people with gout have a uric acid of around 9 or 10. So they're not going to get to go. The way you get to go, essentially, is by taking medication. Now, don't get me wrong, diet plays a role, but it's the very secondary role compared to medication.
So medication really is the way to treat it in this once you've contracted it. Now, are you saying this is a chronic condition?
It's definitely a chronic condition. But to explain kind of what that is, for chronic conditions, some people may get a gout flare once every year or two and may not be that much of a flare, so they go, well, I don't want to take a drug every day. Other people may get an enormous gout flare. I had a guy who was traveling from Madison, Wisconsin out to Los Angeles, and his first flare occurred on the airplane. And when he got back home, because he wasn't sure what happened, came back to my office, he said, I never want to have that experience again in my life. Imagine being at O'Hare, getting on the airplane, and having this red-hot swollen toe for the next 4 hours on the plane. It was awful. So for him, he said, I don't want a second flare. And for most people, after they've had a couple of flares, not the first flare, but after they've had a second or third flare, then they usually look towards long care, lowering of uric acid, in order to get these flares under control.
I see. So definitely, that medication definitely is the way to go. Now, if you're living with gout, or you suspect that you have gout, obviously the first place you want to go is to your doctor immediately.
Absolutely. Absolutely, because like you said, your friend thought he had an infection in the toe, and it turned out to be gout, because a lot of times people look like they have an infection when in fact they have gout, and sometimes it's not that easy to tell. Now, the only definitive way to tell, the gold standard, is you stick a needle in the red-hot swollen joint, you draw out some fluid and look at it under the microscope. You can imagine how rarely that's done. It's not done that often. It's only done with the problem cases where you're really not sure if it's an infection or it's gout. Most of the time, a good clinician, family doctor, or internist can look at you, listen to the story, and determine if you have gout. And one important thing is that if you measure uric acid during the flare, it won't be high. It'll usually be low because the uric acid is leaving the body, going into the joints. It's 2 weeks later that it's high. So it's important to get that uric acid tested a couple of weeks after the flare to see if it's elevated, and that helps to cinch the diagnosis of gout.
Wow. Well, it sounds like there's a lot that kind of goes into it, especially when it comes to diagnosing it, and then, of course, you know, the treatment with medications. or people with gout or think that they may have gout or just looking for more information in general, is there a website people can go to?
You bet. I would go to gout.com, G-O-U-T, easy to spell, just like it sounds, .com, and that'll give you good information about gout, what the diagnosis is, what the treatment, what the symptoms are. And I always tell people, bring a list with you when you go into the doctor. Because you know, otherwise you're going to get there and you're not going to remember, and your doctor should be able to attend to most of the things on that list. I mean, especially if it's one problem. Because if you're an educated patient, you're going to get better medical care and you're going to know what's going on. You've got to be empowered to take over your health. And if you go to gout.com, you'll get some dynamite information.
All right. Do your homework. See your doctor. Head over to gout.com. I'd like to thank you so much, Dr. Pastor, for joining me here on the
show. Thank you so much. And thank you very much for having me.